Bradford native and real estate broker Steph Sinclair is hoping to bring a fresh perspective to the council table this fall, running for the Ward 7 seat. Although she lives in Ward 2, she feels Ward 7 is where she can make more of an impact. It's where she grew up, went to school and spends a lot of her time. Ward 7 is my neighborhood, she said. I was one of the first Thunderbolts at WH Day. For her, the most important part of campaigning and being a councillor, if elected, is listening to what constituents have to say. Getting out and knocking on doors and listening to what people are saying, there are a few things that have stood out, she said. People just want change. They want change in the landscape, the representation that they see on council, they want change in the events they are experiencing in our town, and they want change in the safety of our streets. Taxes, teens and travel are the pillars of her campaign. Responsible fiscal spending, more for the youth and safer roads, and trails for traveling around, she said. With the diversity of the town, she would like to see more events that bring all cultures together. I would love to build a community with people that is admired from all different municipalities as a beautiful, multicultural town that has great town pride and events, and we use our natural resources around us and just be one of the greatest towns in Ontario, she said. I want to build something, together, that we can all be proud of in the future. One of the major concerns in the ward right now is the development proposal on the former Bradford Highlands golf course property. I will never support a development there, she said. I think it's the wrong spot, and I think there are a lot of other different places that we can build up on. She says she has solutions to help prevent the development of homes on the golf course from happening, such as building up subdivisions along Bridge Street, which are part of the town's official plan. To stop the golf course, we need to get Bridge Street going, she said. In 2020, Sinclair ran against six other candidates in the Ward 2 by-election. It was a close race but was defeated by Jonathan Scott by 114 votes. Sinclair says she has learned a lot from her first campaign and believes she has what it takes this time to win. Now I have the experience to make effective change and be a very efficient leader for the people of Ward 7, she said. It is not about me and what I want to see in the town, it is about what the constituents want and need in the town. I feel that I offer a different set of eyes and perspective, she added. Growing up in the ward, Dot has helped me understand the needs of the ward, and I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of energy to work hard on behalf of Ward 7. She says in order to make changes in town, it takes a lot of hard work, which she is prepared to do. To her, being on council is more than just being a vote, it's being a voice and a vision for the people you represent. When asked how she plans to balance her time between her current job and the councillor role, she said she is able to multitask. I have the time, I've got the passion, I've got the energy and I have the true desire to make a beautiful BWG, she said. We can do it together. Sinclair has extensive experience working as a real estate broker. She is a single mother to her son, who is currently attending university. In her spare time, Sinclair volunteers at the Bradford Legion, cutting their grass every other week, and at her local nonprofit organization for youth. She also looks after her church's garden. To learn more about Sinclair and her platform, visit her website here. Election week is October 14 to 24.